I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. Hey, I hope you're got a big plans for this weekend, getting out in your backyard. Fire up a smoker, grill, fryer, pizza oven, whatever you got, because the summer is waning. Man, we are at the 24th of August already. Kids are back in school in my neighborhood. It's kind of like, whoop, there went the summer. So, yeah. But you still got tons of time. Tailgate season's right around the corner. That's big time grilling time.
Yeah.
So it's fun. There's a lot of fun to be had yet.
And that is an absolute great pastime.
Yeah.
Especially if it's your team.
Right. Right.
That's the problem with the Lions. They don't really have, you got to go to Eastern Market to tailgate. There's nothing there. There's no parking lot for the Lions.
Right.
I always was jealous of Lambeau Field because they have a giant Walmart style parking lot,
yeah.
You know, where
right.
You can bring your motorhomes and smokers. And
well, we were just down there a couple of weeks ago celebrating our anniversary. We went to the Kenny Chesney and Zac Brown concert, and there were people tailgating, but Ford Field is next door to Tiger Stadium.
Right.
And Tiger Stadium has a parking lot. So they were tailgating in the parking lot, walking around the stadium to get to Ford Field. But you're right. There's nothing there.
But the Eastern Market is very traditional, and you've got a bunch of shops right there.
Yep.
Some butchers and some great spots. So we're going to talk about Al Pastor. And I, in all honesty, I've eaten this, never made it. I saw this recipe again, the Food and Wine Network, and I said, I'm grabbing that because I have to know how to make this because I'm an absolute fanatic about Mexican food.
Well, and it's you like just, your peppers, too.
I do, but right. I'm big on Japanese and Chinese and Vietnamese and, of course, Thai. But I think I know so many more Mexican families than I do Thai families that I get fed it more. And there's, let's face it, it's the fastest growing restaurant segment in West Michigan. They're just, you know, you don't see many Mexican joints go out unless they try and do too much American-style Mexican food.
Yeah.
And we're all sick of that.
Right.
I can make a taco.
Right.
Come on, give me something real.
Right. The authentic stuff is amazing.
So this Al Pastor is it's a marinade, and it's got chilies, ancho chilies, which you can find at, there's Mexican supermercados all over, La Familia, all these
Southwest
places.
Southwest side of town, there's one on the corner of Burlingame and 28th Street, easy to find. And it's a Hispanic grocery.
Burlingame and 28?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's just, you know, a mile from my house.
Oh.
And I go there all the time.
Oh, yeah, I was
on
thinking
28th
of
Street,
another
corner
one.
Of Burlingame. Yeah.
Really?
But anyway, yeah,
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 yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been in that one.
Right, yep.
That's
yep.
another one.
Good stuff.
But if you want to find your nice pepper blends,
mm-hmm.
you've got to go into one of those places because they use them a lot more than we do. So...
so many on the shelf, you don't really even know how many, what they are and what heat levels they are.
But yeah, so you know, these are going to be, I'm assuming, toasted ancho chilies because they want you to toast them in a saucepan. So that's the tricky part is finding the fresh ancho or ancho chilies. I have them dehydrated in a bag, and I have lots of peppers dehydrated like that.
Right.
But this has got, oh my goodness, peppercorn, cumin, cider vinegar, brown sugar.
Cinnamon. Is a yep.
It's something called achiote paste, achiote. So achiote maybe. Kosher salt and oregano. And then you're going to have boneless, skinless chicken thighs, skewers, kosher salt, fresh pineapple on your wedges when you skewer them. And it calls for canola oil. I would tell you olive oil, never canola. No seed oils. It's not good for you. And then you want some warm corn tortillas, sliced avocado, which I love on a taco or a skewer. I mean, when I have skewered meats. And then whenever you're doing Mexican food, plan on lots of limes, halved, wedged, however you need them. But you're going to use them to squeeze over your meats. You're going to put them in your marinades. And what it does for chicken is just fantastic.
Yeah, and even the you were talking about the olive oil, you can go to Old World Olive Company, and they have a lime-infused olive oil.
There you go.
And you could use that, too, where the oil is in this recipe.
I need to make a run down there. Yeah. I'm low on – I use a lot of their oils.
I do, too. And, you know, the thing that they're all flavor-infused, I've yet to find just a plain olive oil there that doesn't have a – lime or a orange or a, you know, something in it.
I don't know if they do have plain.
Right. And but
the supermarket
but,
I enjoy has the tons of them.
I enjoy the garlic.
And Shasta will tell you that many of those olive oils in the supermarkets and like in big box Costco's, places like that, she'll say if an oil expert such as her will tell you that those are already rancid. So
I don't know.
Yeah, I use them all the time, and my nose must not be fine enough. But
right.
But there is a lot of truth to that perfect olive oil, and maybe she'll start carrying it.
Yeah, who knows? Whichever. But I'm just saying it's I use olive oil in lieu of butter all the time, and I even have a butter flavored olive oil. Right. So
yeah.
I mean, if you've never been to Old World Olive Company, you're missing out. They got 5 stores around the state, and there's 3 of them here in West Michigan, and look one up. Old World Olive is the name of the company.
The garlic infused is my go-to.
Right. Yep. I cook with it all
the time.
And
if you're not near one of their stores, you can just buy a really good extra virgin, and you can slice up. I mean, you can even buy the chopped garlic, which is I'm pretty lazy now. That's
right.
How I like to use it. And you can just put a few teaspoons in a bottle of that and leave it on the counter for – oh, I don't know, a couple weeks.
Right.
And
you'll have garlic-infused olive oil.
It'll be great. Shake it up every night.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, my sun pickles turned out really good.
Conrad? I have no idea if they turned
pickles.
Out good or not.
Yeah.
So I hear,
like,
I hear that.
It's like sun iced tea where you put them out on the deck?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We did the recipe maybe last week or week before.
Right.
And we've done it every year because my friend's wife turned me on to it, and it's an easy way to make pickles.
Not this friend, but other friends.
No, you haven't turned me on to much.
Right.
But you could you could make them yourself because you can actually make them on your deck.
Oh, yeah. I got a deck.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I have a friend that makes pickles, but I don't have sun pickles, right? So
no,
I'll get some, though.
So you have the recipe on thegrillingguys.com.
That's
you ever
where
been
I
to that
go.
Website?
Well, not much.
Yeah,
no.
There's a search bar on top. Just
it's a one-way street. It goes in and doesn't come back out.
Just type in
sun
pickles.
Yeah.
And stop being a DH.
Yeah.
So you can't say that.
I think you just did.
So,
designated hitter. Okay.
Yeah, there you go, there Mr. Tiger. Yeah. He's got his Tiger shirt on today, a Saturday morning Tiger man. So this one was called, it's just called chicken kebab marinade, but I consider it to be Mediterranean if you look at it, because it's going to tell you to use extra virgin olive oil again, soy sauce, and then reduced sodium soy at that, balsamic, and they tell you what type to use, but I'm going to tell you to go to Old World.
Lemon juice
and brown sugar, and then your seasonings you're going to put on this. So you're gonna marinate in those items I showed you, and then when you build your skewers, you're going to build up a seasoning blend of oregano, basil, thyme, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, salt, pepper, red flakes. And then you're gonna skewer up your chickens with, I'm going to do like peppers, onions, and pineapple. And then I'm going to put the seasoning all over everything. And the picture, again, that I saw on the online at foodandwine.com, which you should sponsor our show now.
Right.
Is they just look gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the soy takes it away from the Mediterranean largely, but it really reminded me of a bunch of Syrian foods that I like.
Yep. Yeah. And you know those flavors, people are a little intimidated by some of those seasonings because it's not something that you use every day.
Right.
But I would encourage you all to you know, these recipes came from Food and Wine. Take a look at that. It's free stuff on the internet,
yeah.
But it doesn't cost you a lot to get one of those seasoning blends. And to try it because, you know, expand your palate a little
bit.
This
just,
is
just
this
buy
is
the spices and make your own. I'm going to disagree. Then you'll have them. Then you can play.
Sometimes it's too much.
Then
boys,
you can play.
Boys, we're out of time. We're going to be back in just a minute. You're listening to The Grilling Guys.